Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf Shir Zelui Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Rav Zev ben Ritzvi Halevi, Zechet Tzar Livracha. We're holding Menachas Daf Chof, and the Gemara in this Daf speaks about the union of melach, of salt, bris melach oilom, you must have salt on the karbonis. Rav Yosef Engel in his Sefer Tziyunim L'Torah Klal Mim, which is the last klal in the Sefer, he brings the Rambam and the Chinuch, the one who does a krova without melach, he's over a loisa se of a loisa shbis melach. And he goes on to explain that this lav, the way they understand the lav, depends on the following chakira. What's the reason they need to have salt in the karbonis? Is the pshat that the salt of the karbonis makes the carbon better? You have a carbon and the salt just adds to it. Or the salt is something on its own. You have to bring karbonis, you have to bring melach as well. So he says, Mashra from the Rambam and the Chinuch, that's it in the carbon, that the carbon should not be without a salt. Someone puts carbon without salt, he's missing in the carbon. It's not that he's missing in the melech, he's missing in the carbon. It's part of the carbon. And he continues to say that really it's the machlekes over here in our Gemara. There's a machlekes if without melech is a kosher or not. It says, depends on that. If the melech is a carbon for the atzmoi, so if you didn't do melech, you're missing melech, but you still have a carbon. But if the melech is part of the carbon, so then you're missing in part of the carbon. L'chore, this chakira of Rabbi Yosef Engel depends on the reason for the fact that we need to have melech. Rabbeinu Bechayi in Vayikra Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Gimel brings a few explanations why do we have melech. He starts the chapshat is we want to bring the carbon with a good taste. Machuso the arakin, machuso the rikio, you want to give a kodesh boruch hu something with salt. It's more appropriate. The food is better. And then Rabbeinu Bechayi brings al pi medrash. Brings a medrash that we don't have. The source for this medrash is this Rabbeinu Bechayi. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Mayim Elyoyim and Mayim HaTachtoinim, he put the Rekia in between. So Mayim HaTachtoinim started crying and they said that we want to be close to Malkeinu. We want to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll tell you how you're going to be close to us, to me. How do you get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Mayim HaTachtoinim get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with two elements. One is Nisuch HaMayim and Sukkis, and the other one is the melech of the karbonis, the salt that comes from the sea. That's the Mayim HaTachtoinim, you come up to Shemayim. And he continues to say that Rabbi Ruchai himself says that this medrash is a gedomo to what's brought down in the Kabbalah. Api Kabbalah, the idea of the melech is the melech has the koyach of Midas Adin and Midas Achesed. Because it has the water, the salt comes from the water, and it's actually has something which dries it up. So it's water and fire, Din and Chesed, when you have both things together, so that's the two koiches they have in the world, and that's why you put melech on the Mizbeach. The world is the shituv of Midas Adin with Midas Arachamim, and that's what melech represents. And the Chor, what he means to say, the Kabbalah compares or completes the Medrash. The Medrash, Derech HaMedrash, is to tell you that the Mayim HaTachtoinim want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kabbalah says, what is the Pe'ula of Mayim HaTachtoinim? Is the Midas Chesed, the Midas Adin together, that represents the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Efshar, that this Chakira of Yosef Engel depends on these Pshatim. Derech HaPshat of the Rabbeinu Bechayi, the reason you have melach is only to make the carbon better. It's part of the carbon. But a derech medrash v'akabbalah, melach is something on its own. The melach is to come to bring the Mayim HaTachtoinim up here to be megal, the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It stands on its own. Reuven Margolier in the Sefer Shari Zoyar, he sends us to two Zoyars where it's clear there the melach stands on its own. One is the Zohar in Parshas Behar, Chel Gimel Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, where there it speaks about different avoidos you have in Beis Hamikdash. And then you have avoido number 10, L'yosa Kriyanim Oisim Karbonas B'Mikdash. Avoido number Yud Gimel, Limloach Karbonas B'Mikdash. Why you split it? Melech is part of the carbon. You see from here, Melech stands on its own. And the second Zohar is the Parshas Vayichi, Chel Kala Daf Taf Reish Rimalaf on Beis, where there the Zohar explains that the melech is the bris of the world. The world exists with the melech, im lo bris yoyim v'lai l'chuk ha'shamayim v'aretz lo yisamti, because the melech is memarek u'mevases v'asem meriro l'atomo. It takes away the meriro, it takes away the bad of the world. That's what melech represents. Efshar, the Pshat and the Zohar is like Rabbeinu Bechayi brings L'shem Kabbalah, that it's the idea of the combination of Chesed and Din together. Not to have only Din, the Melech represents that combination. So this is another Raya of Reuven Margolier from the Zohar. The Melech is on its own. It's not Melech, it's not part of the Korban. It's a Din to come to be Mevasa in the world. According to what we learn, Al Derech HaKabbalah, Derech HaMedrash, this is really the Raya, like the Tzad of Yosef Engel, that Melech is not part of the Korban, but Melech is a standalone thing. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.